Welcome to Finding Our Way. My name's James. My good friend Larry and myself are inviting you to join us in the conversations that we're having of our journey to finding our way to the goodness of God. God is good. God is love. God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses against them. So come on, let's go. The party is already started.
I need to speak up.
Yeah. I know one thing, we got a pretty day.
It is that. I don't know if I'm going to be able to keep this old leather hat on.
Yeah, I went out without my hat this morning.
Everybody gets to see your pretty head.
Oh, yeah. They'll be jealous. That's right.
I was thinking about the other day, Larry. One of my, I guess I would call it, Stephen Alford used to call it his life verse.
Okay.
I wouldn't say this is my life verse. But it's a life-giving verse to me. And years ago, I don't even remember the sermon I preached on it, but Psalm 90 and verse 14. The New American Standard Bible, it says, "Oh, satisfy us in the morning with your loving kindness, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days."
That's a good one.
Now, that one verse, if we could just live from that one verse, there's life there. So yeah. Anyway, maybe we could talk about that.
Well, it is a good one. Satisfy us early. Yeah. Makes me think about it's a good way to start a day.
Yeah. Every morning.
Every morning. Yeah. Every morning starts your day with this kind of thought, this kind of focus. You know, a lot of people, we want to treat our relationship with God like the spare tire that you go to when you need it, instead of
not realizing you need it all the time.
yeah. I heard an evangelist say one time he had some encounter with someone who accused him of using God as a crutch, and he said, "Oh no, you got it wrong." He said, "God ain't my crutch." He said, "God's my wheelchair."
Yeah.
He's carrying me everywhere. I ain't just leaning on him. He's carrying me.
That's right. Jesus said, "Without me."
Yeah, you can do nothing. You can do nothing. Yeah.
What you gonna do without him?
Yeah. But the truth is, you can't do anything without him anyway. Because he's with you.
No thing.
That's right.
Nothing.
Yeah.
That's good.
But anyway, just starting and or just staying abide. I guess the other word that would come out of that John 15 would be abiding.
It took me a long time to get a handle on that one. What you mean by that? That's kind of a churchy term.
Oh, abide?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's just in John. It's a word found in John 15. You're talking about.
Yeah.
That's where he said, without me, you can do nothing.
Yeah.
You're talking about as the.
Abide in me. I'm in this truck. I'm abiding in this truck.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to abide between the ditches on the road.
Yeah. I'm happy to be here.
But.
Well, the illustration Jesus used there was the vine and the branch. Like, we got all these trees, and those branches go into the trunk or the base of it.
Yeah.
And because it's a life-giving union.
Yeah.
We are in a life-giving union with Christ, but our conscious awareness of that goes up and down, or rather, we want to turn to him and side with him or agree with him about his truth and the way he wants to express his life through us in a given moment. And which takes us back to that Psalm 90, you know, oh, satisfy us early with your loving kindness, that we're to be satisfied in him.
One of the things that it tells me is, and because I've experienced a little bit of it, is you're not going to be satisfied anywhere else.
Yeah, that's not without effort of trying something else.
That's right. You were created for that relationship. And yeah. One of the things that I just I don't know how to express it. I'll try. But that verse starts with O.
Yeah.
Oh, I can hear David or Moses, whoever wrote it. He's just yearning. Oh, oh,
yeah.
Satisfy me.
Yeah.
You know, because I've tried all this other stuff. Well, I think that's a key factor in coming into the relationship that God has for you. He's not going to make you. But
yeah.
Can we grow weary? Have you grown weary? I know I have, of other things, not necessarily bad things, but just other things that take our time or take away from our focus on the Lord. And I was thinking, I just thought about this, but the other day I was getting ready to go to work. I went out and cranked my truck. Went back in and sat down in the chair and was fooling with my phone, trying to watch a video or something. I kept turning it up. What's wrong with my daggum phone? You know, the technology always frustrates me anyway. So I tried another video. And I thought, no, it ain't it either. So I finally just put my phone down and forget it. I don't need to watch it anyway. But I realized the Bluetooth had hooked up to my truck. It was playing in my truck. So that was a frustration. But and I don't even know why that came to mind, other than the fact that little things like that can frustrate you and distract you from the life and the fellowship that God has for you. I don't know about you, but I have a hard time hearing his voice when I'm frustrated.
Yeah.
Or when I'm worried or anxious about something. So the O in David, I think maybe, you know, it can be interpreted in different ways. You know, I'm frustrated and I need some help. Or, you know, the other way, you know, I'm just desperate and longing because I know that you, God, can satisfy this.
Yeah.
This is what I was made for. This is why you made me. You were so happy in yourself, and you wanted to share yourself with somebody. You created one that you could share yourself with, and that satisfaction we can get. I mean, I'm telling you, there, the journey that you and I have been on, and the it just gets gooder and gooder. Just the joy, you know, I just see a little something more, or I just sit down and I ponder Jesus or the goodness of God and the love the Father has, and I just get I just get excited.
Yeah, yeah.
And finding that in Him, it's in Him.
And that's all expressed in the O.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah. Yes, so one word.
Yeah, two little letters. O. It so much encompasses our humanity as an integrated person of body, soul, and spirit, of trying to find expression for what we feel, for what we long for what we hunger after.
Yeah.
And it's just, oh, that can encompass so much of a range of all of those things.
Yeah.
And that in this whole range of emotions, desires, needs, wants, hungers, they find their fulfillment in one person.
Yeah.
God Himself. And He's the one that satisfies wherever we're at in the range.
Mm-hmm.
And however that's finding expression in the O, He's the one that satisfies us.
Yes. Yes.
And I think most of our experiences have been where we've learned that the hard way. We've looked in the wrong places.
Yeah, I know. There was a good stretch in my life where, I guess, I don't know, there were many factors contributing, but I had gotten the idea in my head that you need to get up early.
Yeah, yeah.
And you need to get on your face before God, get in that book, you know, no Bible, no breakfast.
No Bible, no breakfast, that's right.
You know, I had that mindset, and I would wrestle with that, man. I'd go to bed early, I'm going to get up. And just then that fight with my flesh, you know, just trying to get up, trying to get up. And that's what I thought it was supposed to be, was you got to whip that flesh in line and make it do right, you know, because that's what I was hearing, whether that's what they were saying or not. But anyway, but there came a time in my life where, I don't know, it just happens. I began to rest in my relationship with my Father as His son, as a beloved one.
Right.
And I found myself just getting up early and going to meet with my beloved. And it wasn't a struggle and it wasn't a fight. And so there's a sense that the satisfaction that we get there strengthens us and sustains us and enables us.
Mm-hmm.
And what that enablement is He's enabling us to live the life that He designed for us. It's not a struggle.
No.
Jesus encountered the struggle. And Jesus did all the heavy lifting. And we now get the victory. We get to be satisfied. And we get to have joy. And we get to be glad in God.
You're going to go on that thing. You're going to start talking about that. Let us sing.
Let us sing for joy. I mean, that's the reality. Jesus has accomplished for us these things. It's in the life that we have. I know this is not what we're talking about, but the life that we have is His life. It's a shared life.
Yeah, right.
But the scripture says, oh, satisfy us early, or satisfy us in the morning.
Yeah.
I think that's about how far we got.
Yeah, satisfy us early in the morning. Well, you mentioned something that I think I would say it's a mark of maturity when you move from discipline to desire.
Yeah.
Most people start with the discipline of prayer and Bible reading.
The duty.
Yeah. And it feels very much like a duty.
Oh, yeah.
But then somewhere along the way, it moves to a desire that it's what you want to do. It's what you find time to do. And then at the same time, it's not know how to say it. It moves away from a quiet time to just a life.
Yes. 24/7.
Yeah, you go from your prayer time to praying without ceasing.
Yeah.
If I can use that Bible verse.
I like the term communion.
Yeah, communion.
It's all day.
Right.
Throughout the day.
Now, you may still have some special times of prayer or...
Different levels of awareness.
Yeah. Or times that you spend in prayer over certain friends that are going through things or certain concerns you have or the events of the day of, okay, Father, what are we going to do today? And how am I representing you and doing that as I'm going about doing my job or whatever the duties of the day dictate. You said, what translation do you use?
That was the New American Standard.
New American Standard.
What I've quoted.
No, that's fine.
You can see what this one says.
It satisfies us early with your...
In the morning. Oh, satisfy us in the morning.
With your loving kindness.
Yes.
I think some have mercy, and I've never have looked it up. I would guess that's probably the Hebrew word chesed.
Let the sunshine of your love end our dark night.
Mm.
Break through our clouded dawn again. Only you can satisfy our hearts, filling us with songs of joy to the end of our days.
Man, that is good. That is good. Yeah, I like the passion.
The sunrise of your love and our dark night.
Yeah. Break through our clouded dawn again.
Yeah.
Well, let's just think about that a second.
Yeah.
You're gonna be singing that when the sun comes up in the morning song again.
Mm.
All right, but when the sun comes up, it is a signal of God's faithfulness.
Yeah.
Okay. He made several promises, about the sun coming up was linked to his faithfulness. It's proof of his faithfulness. I mean, you set your watch by it.
Yeah.
And then with that, he said that his mercies are new every morning.
Yeah.
Which is another concept that every day, just like the sun rises and dispels the darkness, there is a communication to us that the light of the gospel of Jesus has shined into our darkness, into our hearts, to give the light of the revelation of the glory of God in the face of Jesus. It is a reminder that His mercies are new every day, and to live in that. And that's when we get satisfied that every day is just an overflow of His love, and it's His mercy.
Yeah.
And that when you realize that in the mercy of God, there's a lot of ways to think about it. That's a big old fox squirrel running right there, ain't
it?
Boy, he's happy today. He's well fed.
Yeah, he's pretty fat.
Yeah, but that his mercy, think about it. This way I like to think about it. Since it's new every morning, it means it's fresh, like fresh bread.
Yeah.
There is nothing about your past or yesterday that has any bearing or influence on what God as your Father wants to do in your life today.
That's right.
Now, as humans, we wake up and we still are carrying with us yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
The regrets of yesterday, the feeling the shame of the failures of yesterday, feeling the tension and the worry and the stress of...
If we haven't consciously put it down and behind us, we're carrying it.
Yes. Yeah. And that's what he's like, man, the sun comes up reminding you. This is light breaking into your darkness.
At the sunrise of your love.
Yes. That God loves you unconditionally today and every day. And yes, yesterday may very well be filled with failures, mistakes, sins, stupidity, and all it. that may be true of your yesterday,
yeah.
But today his mercies are new, and he is not allowing any of that to interfere with how he wants to love you, his desire to bless you, and his walking with you out of the mess that you caused yesterday.
Yeah, his love is eternal.
Yeah.
Look at that. When I quote that verse, "Oh, satisfy us in the morning."
Yeah.
With your loving kindness. That's good. Read that again.
Yeah. What, from the Passion?
Yeah.
Let the sunrise of your love end our dark night. Yeah. Yeah, let his love be the end
of the dark night.
Of the dark night. The dark night of the soul.
Yeah.
Well,
I was thinking about John 1.
Yeah.
And over there, I think it was in James, so in him is no darkness.
That's right.
But John 1 talks about the light
shining into the darkness.
Darkness, yeah. In him was life, and that life was the light
of men.
Of men.
Yeah.
And the darkness could not overcome it, but it did not comprehend it.
Yes, yes. Both of those are true. Both of those are proper translations.
Yeah. Oh, that's our. Yeah. That's it. Thank you, Lord. The encounters we have with people, it's because they're still in the dark.
Yeah.
I mean, the light is shining,
but
they're still in the dark.
Yeah. Well, I think that's where I'm reminded that John 1, where it said of John the Baptist, he said that he was sent to bear witness of the light.
Yeah.
And that part of our purpose in the world, as we come into our understanding of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that we're here to bear witness to the light.
Yeah.
God's light is shining in every person, but they're in such darkness they can't see it.
Yeah, my thought, thinking about John and Jesus, my thought when I read that is always, how vast must the darkness be if the light needs a witness?
Yes.
Hey, y'all, the sun come up this morning.
Yeah, that's right.
That's crazy. That's but that's a picture of where we are as humanity.
Yeah.
And that's the glory and the beauty of the sunrise of his love, because he came into our darkness.
Yeah.
Into the midst of our pain and our darkness, our hurt, our anger. He came into the midst of it to be the light. And to, as the light shines and bring healing to that broken part in our hearts. Man, that's good. The sunrise of your love end our dark night.
Yeah. Break through our clouded dawn again.
Break through our clouded dawn. Oh, that's good. Again. Again. Well, here we go again.
Yeah, need it again. I need it again.
Praise God. That's good.
Well, and then the varying degrees of darkness. You know, there's the cloudiness, and then there's the darkness.
Yeah, there's some darkness out here.
Yeah, there's shadows everywhere except in God.
Yeah.
There's no shadow of turning with him. But, and again, this is where we get satisfied. We get satisfied with him, not in our darkness or in the even in the clouded shadows.
Yeah.
But in the light of his love. He's again. Good like that.
Yeah, again. Every
again,
morning.
Again.
Every
yeah.
morning. His mercies are new.
Well, it's a continual shared life, but sometimes as we may experience it or describe it, it's like a repeat. It's a return to. It's a receiving again or afresh.
Yeah.
Not that it is ever unending, but our experience of it is different. I put it in perspective with some things like I eat every day. You know, I have a need to eat every day. That doesn't, just because I have to eat or I want to eat breakfast today, is no reflection or downgrade of yesterday's breakfast.
No.
I have ongoing needs. We are needy creatures. And that need is satisfied in Him. He's the satisfaction of that. Mm-hmm. And that there is a daily need for that. What was that? Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Yeah. We have a need for daily bread, daily food sustenance.
Yeah.
We have a need for a daily word from our Father.
Yeah, that's not necessarily talking about just the Bible.
No, it's every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God, which is a freshly spoken word that's personal to you.
Yeah.
Is a clear understanding of that.
And oftentimes, this is just for me, but I hear stuff, but oftentimes that word you're talking about,
mm-hmm.
I've gotten quiet and still, and I just feel that I am loved.
Yeah.
That's the word.
Yeah. You know,
but it's a feeling.
Mm-hmm.
The embrace and the man talk about satisfaction, man, that'll satisfy you.
Oh yeah.
Realizing that you're loved by the Father.
Yes. Well, He does all these things.
Yeah.
He meets us in our entire being.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's feeling that you're loved. Sometimes it's hearing from mm-hmm. Him mm-hmm. either promises or that you're loved or instructions, but you're hearing. Sometimes you're sensing, and sometimes you're envisioning things using your imagination or getting mental pictures in your head about things.
Yeah.
All right. Let the sunrise of your love end our dark night. Break through our cloud at dawn again. Only you can satisfy our hearts, filling us with songs of joy to the end of our days.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Only you.
You think that's His desire?
It is His desire. That's what He made us for.
It wasn't the struggle and fight.
No.
Just barely get by and endure to the end.
Not at all. That's a fallen Adam mindset that thinks like that. He came to satisfy us.
Hey, thanks for riding along with us, listening to us talk about how we're finding our way. We hope it helps you find your way in experiencing the goodness of our Heavenly Father, the abundant life that Jesus shares with us now, and the immeasurable love He has for everyone. For more information or to contact us, go to our website at findingourway.co.